Anime Podcast. I'm your usual host, Frederick, and joining me, as he always does, is Karsten.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Karsten. Well, summer is approaching, at least for some of us. So I guess this was the idea you had behind choosing this particular anime, okay?
Summertime rendering, yeah.
I could have sworn the name was Render when I checked websites earlier, but yeah, somewhere along the line, the translation, I think, switched to rendering or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's what the manga's called, so
okay.
Maybe it was just first time view.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't really matter, because what matters is the story of this manga that has been adapted. Do you have any familiarity with the manga?
Yeah, I've read the 3 chapters, maybe.
okay, yeah.
I mean, it's a really well put together manga.
Okay.
Great art, great pacing and everything.
Yeah.
At least from what I've seen, so.
So that basically just sounds like you just got off the boat. In 3 chapters.
Yeah. I mean, the first chapter is most likely the first episode. It's it was 90 pages or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It was quite fair long, enough. So yeah.
Yeah, but this is like a mystery horror story, maybe, about a... I would say like 90% of this place exists in Japan, but then the author has like superimposed a village upon this remote island, and that is the part that is fiction about this. So we have like a quaint little seaside island isolated town where all of this drama is gonna unfold. Or like this, there's this ancient monster curse that's gonna reawaken and take over all of the inhabitants. So what do you think of this kind of concept? Did it sell you instantly?
Maybe not on the first episode, but by episode maybe 3 or 4, I was quite... into it, you could say.
Was that when the gore started?
Yeah, and all the panties started appearing.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it would be relevant, but of course it had to be relevant.
I mean, it's kind of...
It was like a
genius.
Major plot point in the, to solving one of the mysteries, yes.
Yeah,
to unraveling, I mean, the identities. Yes,
if you haven't watched this series, maybe go and watch it. It's I wouldn't say a masterpiece. There are better things out there, but the animation is on point. The music is fantastic. Suspense music, really good.
Yes.
Story is also quite good. I'm gonna say this as nice as I can. The ending wasn't my cup of tea. It was kind of a Disney ending, ish. So let's just get that out of the way. Just go watch it and listen to our rambling on of this show.
Yeah, definitely. Because I think what's good about this series, like this 25 episodes, is that it's pretty consistent. It's not like 10 out of 10 the entire way, but it has like a consistently high level. It stays on that high level. And even though maybe the has a kind of a lull in the midsection, and maybe like the ending might have... needed a little more work. You have like maybe 2 or 3 paths you could have gone down with that ending. And I mean, if you want a tragedy, or if you want like a happy ending, I guess. So the author chose what he chose, and he's probably happy with that. So I think it's fair enough.
Yeah, of course it's fair. Some people like the Disney-ish endings. I also enjoy it. I just felt, if we're just going to talk about this for a couple of minutes, I just felt that all the sacrifices made along the way was just, they were made, but it felt like they didn't have any meaning.
Yeah, it was basically for nothing. It was like when Pain attacked. Was it Pain who attacked Hidden Leaf Village, and everyone dies, and then everything is reversed again? It's like, well, we did all of that for nothing, huh?
Yeah, I kind of hate that thing.
There was a lot of people who died a hero, and now I'm going to have a lower opinion of them again because they're alive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so. I mean, it was fine. It was fine. Just to not put that out there.
Because basically, what I was very deadly afraid of was that with all the different cycles, all of the heroics of a previous cycle would be forgotten. But they found kind of like a solution to this kind of memory sharing thing. And I know, it's kind of like a very easy way of doing it, I think, so we don't forget all the sacrifices of previous loops. But it does maybe lessen the trauma a bit on the main character, because he's not the only one who's going through it, going through all of the motions, so yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just rambling on about how the ending. But you kind of made it clear, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, basically everyone comes alive again, yes. And we have the happy ending, and I guess that's fine. But I guess maybe we should remember the shadows that sacrificed themselves along the way, huh?
I mean, they sacrificed themselves 10 times over.
Yeah.
Each.
And not even like the brother who was a casualty 14 years earlier. Even he survived, so I didn't quite understand that.
No, because...
And even the original sacrifice from like 300 years ago, even she found a way to worm herself into the last episode, so yeah.
I mean that part was actually good, I think, how they brought everything back to the whale, and the whale never landed on the island. It just stayed in the ocean or something, and everything just went its way.
Yeah, so now some other island is going to have this curse, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. Going to be some native New Zealand folks having a shadow curse now. Thanks a lot, Japan.
Season 2. Yeah. No, I mean, the way they set up the ending was, if I think about it in that way, it was quite good how long back they went when they first did this thing.
Yeah, but that was
Rio survived. Yeah.
I was kind of coming to terms with that, though, because where I was, from where I was watching it, like second to last episode, maybe, he was still alive. He could have carried on in that timeline. And the only victim would have been the sister, right? And yeah, I think she would have been at peace with that. I think that would have been a good compromise, and maybe would have lost like one or two other people too, and the clones would have found a way to carry on, was where I thought this was going. But yeah, because I thought the entire point was that she is basically the same at this point, because she has the memories, so there's basically no difference, right? there's basically no difference between the real thing and the shadow. So yeah, I would have wished they'd gone down that route, but I mean, I'm fine with either. By the way,
I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
Go, yeah, you go ahead.
Okay, I mean, I wasn't looking for some like Reiner and Beltrot level of reveal, but I kind of felt a little let down when Shide is the final boss. Like, who even is he? Why does he have agency?
Having watched many animes and been watching or reading manga for years, I mean, it's just, or maybe even playing Final Fantasy games, you could say, you always bet on the guy, the number two, you could say, that he will be the final villain or something.
Yeah, like the spectacled guy in Bleach. Eisen.
Yeah, yeah. Or Kefka in Final Fantasy VI.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
It's, I mean, it was fine the way they did it, but.
But why does he have so much power?
It's one thing. Yeah.
Where does he get it from?
I don't know. I couldn't really see it. You would think the ones carrying the eyes, or the powers, you could say, would be the thing. And also, when we're talking about Shida, we have this multiple bodies that he have created or given birth to, kind of complicated in there.
Yeah, I didn't even follow that, but I realized that one of them was a badass and the other ones were pushovers, so yeah.
Yeah.
And they were apparently substitutes too, if something could happen. I don't know.
Yeah, he had bodies in cold storage or something. I mean, highly intelligent character, Shida, in one way. And also reasoning for wanting to end the world. It's lacking, I would say.
Yeah, I think so too.
I really liked how Heina or Hiruko was and how they behaved as an antagonist.
I was the lines were kind of blurred because you didn't know who was who at each point, right? Or who was
And that's what I. That was what I enjoyed. They have split themselves up. Of course, there's too many split personalities in the show.
That was difficult to follow after like a while when Ryosuke-kun inhabited Shinpei's body because he's still a child. Why is he still a child? He's been living with his sister for like 14 years. They should both be adults now, right?
Yeah, they should be.
I would think would make more sense.
Yeah.
And
it would.
But I guess that's why he's a shadow, right?
Yeah. Probably locked down mentally. I don't know. He seemed like he was capable of gathering intelligence for himself, so why wouldn't he see himself as a 28-year-old or something?
But does he so know that he is a shadow before this anime starts? Or does she just think she's insane?
Yeah, I think she...
Because she is kind of insane.
I mean, the swamp... book or something was
yes, that was only true stories, as she said. So it would be weird that she doesn't trust any clone, right?
It's
I think I probably missed something major because I watched like the first 8 episodes like a year ago, and then I watched the last what is it, 17 recently. So yeah, probably something very important I've missed along the way.
I mean it's does it have to be 25 episodes? I don't think so.
I
I
don't
think
think
they
so
had
either.
one they had maybe one too many loops. If I was watching this weekly, you could say, I would have lost my mind. I wouldn't have not finished it, but I would have dropped it at 3 episodes and maybe gone back and watched it all when it came out, everything.
Yeah, I had like a real problem when she got her hair powers. Because that's when they go underground. And it just turned into like a horrible, like, dungeon crawling party thing where like you have one person that shoots, one person with magic hair, and one person that's an utter coward or something and useless. And it turns into one of those animes. You know, the ones where like a magical gate appears and ex adventurers come to explore in like parties of five. I was like,
Yeah,
nah,
it's my favorite type.
we don't need a, we don't need a, like a this kind of like a 2 episode grind in
Yeah,
here. Get this out of
I
here.
felt like they didn't explore the caves enough, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, they
I
kept
mean,
dying.
it's
They kept dying in the
yeah, they kept
caves.
dying, but the problem or the main thing was that the boss, you could say, Hiruko, was down in the tunnels. That's where she had her lair. And they did only one try, I think, to take her out. And that's the part where we learn Tokiko is a bad one without Shadow. She and her father, and to a part her mother, is part of the thing,
They're serving the
to
shadows, basically.
serving the shadow. Yeah,
Yes.
I mean it was kind of surprising, a nice twist. I didn't see it coming, so it was really nice, nicely done,
Yeah,
executed.
I was expecting they were just gonna add shadow upon shadow. But that didn't happen because apparently there's some limit to it. Yeah, she got tired. Heine got tired and she needed the sustenance. So that was what all the sacrifices you sing were was for.
I mean, shadow powers, kind of strangely built up. You could, one shadow could copy one person, at the start, at least. But Heine or Hiruko could create shadows, so that's easy to follow.
Yeah, but the problem is every time they come to a showdown, they basically spill all the beans. It's like, yeah, the reason you can travel back in time is because this eye you have, and if you do this and this, you can prevent us from winning. So basically, go back in time. We will also go back in time, and you'll have to avoid everything we told you. It was so stupid. They were just spilling the beans at every intersection they got. Shida and Heine, basically. Why were they doing that? There's no
I
way
mean
you can win unless you do this and this and this.
plot forwarding, I don't know.
I think they needed something to explain the strangeness, but yeah. Maybe they should
I
have done
mean
it in another way.
if you had a narrator, maybe. I don't know if that would make it awkward or something.
Probably.
They tried to maybe narrate in some way when they went into the loop tunnel.
But they could have a narrator because they're basically It's basically the basically basically someone is trying to tell them, well, maybe you're in the video game and I'm the final boss, and maybe I can move outside of the video game because the final boss is going to win this time. So yeah, they could have had a narrator, and they're basically also in another story. They're in the story Hisuru is going to write in the future about this event. So yeah.
I mean, that was a nice touch to towards the end, yeah. It was nice to see.
Yeah, I didn't really care for all the fighting though. The only fighting I cared for was Hisuru's fighting, or Hisuru slash Ryosuke's fighting with the sledgehammer. Everything else was like, whatever.
Well, the fighting, beautiful animated.
Oh,
Let's just say
definitely.
that. I'm. It's the same studio that did Taxi, Odd Taxi.
Odakawa?
So, yeah. So they've been punching out two good shows now in 1 year. So.
Yeah, Odd Taxi, famous for its fight scenes. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I heard a rumor that they outsourced some things, so probably the fight scenes, maybe.
I don't know. The characters are super attractive though. That's basically probably like a, well, you could attribute that to the manga and the studio for making them shiny. There's something about Shinpei's hairstyle though. That's so nice. I see why all the girls are into him.
And the boys.
Yeah, but there's some girls who are into girls there as well, apparently. I don't get that though.
Yeah.
They don't come out with it. All the guys, no, all the girls basically confess in some way or another.
I mean, it's one of the things, I mean, one of the times where Sue was confessing to Mio, and she's told me she was the shadow one, but she wasn't. I mean, that was hilarious.
Yeah, but at that point, would it even matter? I mean, yes, I get that Mio's shadow is very different from Mio. And Ushio's shadow is not that different from Ushio. I don't get that big difference. I don't know, understand why they're so different, if you understand what I mean.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mio has been copying. It's probably Ushio has been copying something. It's I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Yeah,
The
because
whole
I
copy
was under
thing
the
is.
assumption, because we don't actually really get to meet Ushio because she's dead before this anime starts. So I had the impression she was a really cool person because her shadow was pretty funny, basically, all around. But then you have Mio's shadow, who's kind of like very self-aware that she's a shadow. I guess that's the difference. She knows she's a shadow, while Ushio's shadow doesn't realize she's a shadow until later, and then has to remind herself that, oh yeah, I'm a shadow all the time. So yeah.
Yeah, it seems like Ushio's shadow lost a lot of memories or something when Ushio died.
Yeah.
It's also the thing
It's a very
where Ushio
complicated
comes back.
plot
Yeah.
point, yes. Because some people are desynced from the loops, and sometimes there exists two of you, and then one of you, and then one corpse, and then there's no corpses, and then there's a lot of corpses, and then everyone dies. Yeah. It's
And
all
then
fun and
Heine gets
games.
the time travel thing.
Yeah.
And one thing I don't quite understand about that is Heinelup's wit when Shin pay loops, but why can't she be killed and she loops back and just end the thing? It's just.
Well, I'm not sure because at some points they basically also say, well, maybe the world basically moves on after he is dead. And then another parallel world is created where this happens. So there's lots, like a bunch of worlds where everything went wrong, and only this one world where everything is okay. So yeah. They probably lost in like a million different universes before they found this one where they actually won.
What do you think about the baby shadows?
Comedic relief.
Yeah. I mean, it's
They're
kind
not
of creepy.
scary. Well, no.
Creepy, yeah.
What's creepy is the baby in the last two episodes. That's
Yeah,
kind of off-putting, disgusting.
with the umbilical cord hanging out.
Oh, by the way, I don't know what to call it. Is it fan service? Is it not fan service? Why is she always in the swimsuit? They n like to justify the swimsuit usage.
Yeah,
And then she's
I mean,
naked, and then she's in the swimsuit, and then she's
you know
tactically being
what?
attacked by shadows that eat up her swimsuits, yeah.
You know what? I'm deciding right now it's not fan service.
Okay.
If it was Nagumo or then it would be fan service. If you know what I mean.
Probably not. But there's probably someone out there that knows.
Probably.
Shout out to you. What about Shinpei constantly face planting into Hisoru's cleavage?
I mean,
That's a horrible cliche. That's all I'm gonna say.
it's just a fan service thing, maybe. Yeah.
I think it's meant
Cliche
to
or
like
it's
catch
just a
her
starting
attention.
point. Yeah. And also the slap, and you see in the last episode, he doesn't get the slap. Or the reaction from it because he name drops her real name.
Yes. But I think she also had the same dream, right? So she must remember him from her dream.
Yeah, probably because they were talking in the cafe and it's very familiar feeling.
Yeah, the deja vu they were going on about.
And also he don't remember everything that's happened. It seems at first it's just a dream about how if he doesn't go back to the island, everyone is gonna disappear.
So what was the triggering part that made them realize that this was reality? What happened at that beach? They found that seashell. And there was like one line that was exchanged. I don't remember what it was. Was it like it was probably food related, right? Because she's a weirdo. Ushio, that is. Oh yeah, that was the festival. He was gonna buy her something. 100 of something. Yes.
Takoyaki.
Yes, and then they said that in unison, and then they realized, oh, it was real.
It was real all along.
Yeah. So yeah, they're probably gonna end up marrying. I don't blame him for leaving when he did, though. 2 years earlier, he got a career. Did he become a chef or something? Not bad, not bad.
Yeah.
I don't get why he's like portrayed as this loser though. He has a job. He's good looking. He's not. He's like a natural leader as well, even though the series tries to portray him as not, because he's like comprehensive on taking charge in one of the loops. So yeah. I
Yeah.
think the series fails to convey that he's that kind of a person, because he has so much charisma, so good looking.
Yeah, I agree. Not as good looking as the police officer.
Yeah, they waste that fire design for something that stupid. Yes, that is true.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hilarious character in the show. I really enjoyed every time he was on the screen. He had all the jokes, also going on dates and getting Mio to hooking up, not hooking him up with girls, but
Wingmanning?
spreading the word that he's a wingmanning, yeah.
What happened to Shinpei's parents, though? Now, because they should still be alive, right?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. They were killed in the cave.
When they got too close to the truth.
Yeah. That's, yeah. That's, strange to say. Yeah.
Well, we don't get to know, because I think this is the end.
No.
There's not going to be another season. This
No,
is over.
manga is finished,
Yeah.
and yeah. But you bring up a good point there, yeah. Yeah. I didn't really think about that, but should be. But then again, maybe they moved to Tokyo, maybe they. Something.
I think they're gonna stay here because they're all so ingrained. Even their dialect, even though they try to like act like, oh, they have a really weird dialect. And us as foreigners who barely can understand any Japanese, I guess I can slightly hear it, but not really. What do you think?
I couldn't hear it. No.
Yeah. There's like some phrases, I think, that don't like really roll off the tongue, like all of those very kawaii animes. But yeah, no, apart from that, I don't really hear the difference. But apparently, there's like a huge difference because people in Tokyo had difficulty understanding, apparently.
I mean, we have pretty many dialects here in Norway that are very not alike. So I can totally understand it, how they.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not actually that far off from civilization. I think they're like only a couple of kilometers from Osaka or whatever. And not even that far from Tokyo, so yeah. It's very strange. Oh, by the way, we should look at who the voice actors are. Maybe they chosen local talents instead of like people who. No, they're probably all located in Tokyo. Who am I kidding?
Yeah, most likely.
You think it's jarring to hear someone faking like an accent like it is for I mean, considering if you lived where if you have the accent, the person is like trying to copy. Do you think they detect that?
Maybe. Kind of hard to say. I mostly read all 30% of my focus goes to read the subtitles, so yeah.
Yeah. But when like a comedian tries to do like a Norwegian accent, you think they're
Yeah, you
terrible,
can.
right? Because they are
Yeah.
actually terrible. Even I can hear they're terrible. So yeah.
Yeah, that's but I don't know if you can really hear that if you don't know the language. Probably
Yeah, we
not.
can't hear that. Definitely not.
No. But probably local Japanese.
Let's just think they all talk like Naruto, like Konario, Bakare,
Baka baka, yeah.
yeah, adding a lot of slang to it.
Yeah. Did the first opening remind you of something?
Probably, but I didn't have time to listen to the openings. We had a podcast to record.
Okay. I mean the first opening was 10 times better than the second.
Oh,
Reminded
I
me
thought.
very of a Silent Hill-esque thing. It was a Silent Hill 2, the Laura's team.
I
I don't know
because
if you have played it.
fleetingly, I think. But you know what also I heard? I heard like some Majora's Mask music there. With
Yeah.
when all of the empty shadows appeared, and I was like, huh, maybe this is like an elegy of emptiness kind of thing, where you like leave something behind, and all this is there's gonna be a death theme, and it's gonna be the circles of grief, and but they didn't follow up on that, but yeah.
I mean they dipped into it, but I am not towards the end.
No, it was more about the fighting and the tactics and how
Yeah.
to outmaneuver the other person, like in the next universe created, in the next cycle.
So the first 3 4 episodes we kind of follow the same line where he loops and everything. And after maybe episode 8 10, we just explode into very different starting points. One time it starts raining when he's there. And it was just so cool to see how they played with it in a way. It wasn't the same starting point all the time, and just had one, like in ReZero, for example, when you come to a checkpoint, you just start over there. You know, they had a clear line where they were gonna start the loop from.
Yeah, and it didn't go
So
like
it,
full butterfly effect either, so yeah.
yeah, it was quite enjoyable how they handle that.
And sometimes you're expecting like things to play out the same, and then you realize, well, then basically the bad guys tells us, well, we know that we went back in time, so you can't surprise us with that. Same tactic. So yeah.
Yeah,
A trick
around there it.
only works once, basically, and that comes back later as well.
Yeah. I mean, around that point, it started getting a little convoluted.
Yeah, and you're just wondering how are they gonna get all of these people? Because the goal is that they're gonna kill all the shadows and everyone has to survive the final day. So, yeah.
I mean, they come to a point where they realize that can't happen.
Yes,
where
someone has to die for this to
Nagumo
happen.
or what, Hiruzen, she died on the beach and they realized they can't get her back. But Shinpei desperately wants her to come back because I think he was getting too in her comfort zone, having her fighting the battles, and she was almost the only fighter. So I think the evolvingness of Shinpei after Hiruzen died was so good, and her the character death helped spark that evolution.
Yeah, and I was honestly expecting the old man to be a casualty too. He was so expendable. What do you think about Nezu-san? Just reeked expendable old man.
You go a couple on without of times me. He was.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And towards the end, he sacrifices himself in the cave wall thing. And quite fitting of his character to stay behind to let the others fight the final battle. I was a little surprised when we found her, or when he killed his wife, Shadow.
Yeah, definitely, because he has no problem with Yusho later, right? Or Mio.
Yeah. Yeah. But Yusho could have maybe turned her back to some sort.
Of course she could. And she would have been her... She would have been herself, basically, yeah. Only a shadow.
But I think maybe he had the knowledge or future sight, maybe, to see where things were going.
I get it, and I don't get it. It's like a complicated thing.
Yeah.
He didn't feel she was the same, and I guess that was the most important for him, so yeah. And he also thought that she would have wanted him to kill the shadow. So
yeah.
It would maybe be in a betrayal to her if he kept.
If I were gonna be a shadow, I would probably do the same thing.
So yeah. Can we talk a bit more about how cool Shinpei is? Remember when he lit that match in set fire to the entire
the school?
Yeah, the school. And when he kicked that child in the street as well, that's like they're kidnapping a child in the streets. Yes, she is a shadow, but no one seems to care.
No. I mean it's there are about 700 people on the island.
Well, actually, yes. Think... In real life, I think there's maybe 2, but yeah.
Yeah. Plus tourists, maybe.
Yeah.
You would think someone would notice, but yeah.
Yeah, I think someone should hear all the commotion, because no one ever hears the commotion.
Yeah, and also the nail guns and everything.
Yeah, and I mean, when he's Sarah Connor's that shotgun as well, that's pretty cool. When he only has one arm.
Yeah. I mean, the nail gun thing, it's quite cool, you could say. Unusual weapon of choice in an anime.
It's actually deadly, though, isn't it? At a certain range.
Not those kind of bullets or spikes. Those are, I don't know what they call it in English, but it's things we use on the roof.
Yeah, it's...
They have small plugs and big heads, so they can penetrate far to the body.
Yeah.
I used them last summer, so yeah.
It's to keep, like, the black stuff on the roof, yes. To keep the rain off, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm so macho, yes.
Yeah. It's shingle, they call it, yeah.
Yeah.
So you had a you really enjoyed the main character, you say?
For the most part, I could have been like a little annoying at times, but I do I have realized that I like had a lot of criticism about the Weathering With You character. And I realize I think I expect quite a lot from young teenagers, and that's not fair.
No.
That's really not fair. So yeah, I think he was a cool teenager. That's all I'm gonna
Yeah.
say about that.
I really enjoy this evolution or progress, character development, you could say.
I think he had kind of a decent mental fortitude. So yeah,
Yeah.
he wasn't super annoying, and he was
And
did the
also,
right
I kind
things.
of enjoyed the Mio's character. She had a lot of sacrifice, also a lot of evolution towards the end, even though she wasn't part of the final battle. I felt it was a really nice character to include. She had more maybe pull on the story in the first 12 episodes than the last 13,
Yeah.
because it
Although there's
became all
like
about Ushio.
yes. Although like maybe she's supposed to be like the backup girl, but she never was.
No, backup girl is Hiro-san.
Well, yeah, maybe. But I think it's weird though, because Shinpei sees her as his little sister. But why doesn't he think of Ushio as his sister?
It's Japan, man. That's everything I'm gonna say. Or maybe Alabama. Who knows?
All right then.
I mean, it's just typical cliche Japan.
Yeah, and we'll leave it at that. So score-wise, because this had a lot of hype when it initially aired.
Yeah.
I
I mean,
think
it's
more
a
hype at the
sol
start, yes. Solid.
yeah. And I think it fell a little off because of Disney, where it was aired. Anime fans is not that big a fan of having to buy a extra streaming service to watch something. They want everything on Crunchyroll or High Dive, maybe. Score-wise, it's a solid 9 for me. I really enjoyed it. It was a good watch, good music, good animation, good story. It had everything I enjoyed except the ending. If the ending was stronger, could have bumped to a 9.5 for me.
Oh, wow. That's really strong.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a solid 9 show for me. Story is just complicated, but not too complicated, whereas you can't follow it. But if you watch it as you go, you figure out the shadow's abilities and everything, and there's always something to be explored, always something you need to know more about, and I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, if I was to give it a 9, it would have to become like one of the animes of the year for me. And oh, wow, really? But I think it does deserve a 9, even though some parts are definitely a 7, and but a lot of it is a 9. So yeah, sure, a weaker 9, I think, but I think a 9 is very fair and probably where it should be.
Yeah. probably not the best show that came out that season, maybe.
Oh, that season. That year, probably not. That season,
Year, yeah.
probably. But it went over multiple seasons, though, so it really
Yeah.
depends how you see it. And I mean, quantity-wise, I haven't consumed that much anime. I know you're still going strong, but you're probably just watching One Piece or something like that.
Oh, I'm deep into One Piece now. Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, it's
I'm
bad. Or
it's
watching
bad
One
how.
Piece is bad.
I mean, I've read the whole manga and keeping up with the manga every week when it comes out. So I just want to catch up to episode 1062, I think. So I can watch the awesome animation.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think it aired in spring 2002.
Yeah.
And that
Spy Family.
means, well, yeah, but that's not that good, is it?
No.
That's like a goofy children's show, I think, in my
Was
opinion.
it Kaguya-sama season 2?
Oh, I didn't follow that because season one was a little disappointing. Not
Yeah.
disappointing, but like how it didn't progress. But I guess later seasons progresses, so that probably makes up for it. But that does mean it runs parallel, parallel to Call of the Night later, right? And I think
Call of the
that's
Night.
excellent.
Yeah, but it's not better than summertime rendering, I feel.
Yes, it is. I think it is actually.
But
Even
you forget
it's.
something. Awashi also run in the same when it started. That's a really good show. I would probably rate it the same as summertime rendering, yeah.
Oh, all right. How about the licorice recall or whatever?
Yeah, that's 8.5, didn't we? Or 8,
We
didn't.
say that? Probably not, right?
Probably not. I don't know. We were kind of hyped. It was really good, so yeah. Also, we it came out the same as Made in Abyss, the Golden City
Oh yeah, but
arc.
that's just unfair though. So yeah. That's like multi.
Yeah.
'Cause I saw this as not multiple season, but like one season of 25 episodes. While Made in Abyss is clearly like season based. Even though it doesn't really need to be.
And movie based, so
Yeah, movie based as well, yes. Well, I think it just goes to show I need to watch more anime.
yeah. I have plenty of suggestions for what you should watch, so.
Well, we'll definitely see about that. Anything else you want to add? We should add.
No, we're the casual anime pod. We came out with episodes sporadically. Catch us on Spotify, Podcast Addict, iTunes, everything. Every podcast app you can have, we are on it. Send us questions to our Gmail. That's linked in the description. Also, Twitter, casual anime pod. Send us a message over there if you have a show you desperately want us to cover or have a look at.
Well, we'll
Yeah.
definitely mention it. We don't have to actually do an entire episode on it, but we might mention it in like the start or the end of one of the episodes if we if it's like something that would be really out of our way to review. Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. All right then. And with that, until next time.
Goodbye.